Andy and Kat podcast is brought to you by Gracie's Goodies, locally owned and operated in Leo. Choose the bakery that was voted number one in the best bakery, best desserts, and best wedding cake maker categories in the 2023 Reader's Choice Best of Awards. Gracie's features a variety of yummy cupcakes, cookies, macarons, and brownies daily. Need a cake for a celebration? Order delicious cakes and decorated sugar cookies for any special occasion, designed to your specifications. And the cakes and cookies are not only pretty, they taste amazing. Find a full menu at graciesgoodies.com. Gracie's Goodies is the perfect choice to provide delicious desserts for your special event, celebration, or just because. Let Gracie's Goodies do dessert for you.
Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Do you mind if we do a quick round here of random facts?
Oh, sure.
I mean, this
Let's do that.
Yeah, if you don't know how this works on our show, and it's pretty self-explanatory, hence the title, these are a whole bunch of facts that also happen to be, I know, ready for it? Random. Random facts! We're getting to that time of year, according to statistics. We buy enough weed whacker line every year in America to wrap it around the earth more than five times.
What?
That's how much weed whacker line we use.
Five times around the earth?
In America per summer.
Wow. I would have never guessed that.
I would have been like, I don't know, once?
One time
maybe
around the earth?
I don't know. Random facts. A blue whale's tongue can weigh as much as an elephant. And a blue whale's heart can weigh as much as a car.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh.
One in four Americans have appeared on television at some point in their life.
Huh. Now that's interesting.
See, I thought that number would be actually a little higher.
You did?
I think it's hard to, in today's world to not like trip and land on the news.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, I don't know. I feel like you could accidentally be on TV a whole bunch.
Well, I mean, you got to get out more though. Like my kids, I don't think my kids. Well, okay, my oldest son has been on television before, but my youngest one
hasn't.
He hasn't been on television.
Yeah. Random facts. 4% of people in the world claim they have never had a headache.
Who are those people?
You've never had kids.
I mean, yeah. True. You've never experienced stress? Never had a headache?
I mean, you're telling me you're a woman and you've never had a headache as a reason to get out of certain activities?
Uh-huh. That sounds like that's used a lot in your household.
I'm tired of got a headache.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. This is why so many men, when you get older and are married, you try to initiate romance on a nice Saturday morning.
Right.
Because you can't use the excuse, I'm tired, because you just woke up.
Right.
Okay, so that one's out the window.
You really can't use I've got a headache.
I'd like to believe, unless you were drinking the previous evening.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so not that I've thought all of that through.
It sounds like you have.
Okay, come on, guys. And finally, the deadliest mountain in the world is not Mount Everest. It's K2.
I've never even heard of that mountain.
K2 is the second highest mountain in the world behind Everest. Only 377 people have successfully climbed it. 91 have died trying.
Yikes.
It's estimated for you to even try to climb K2, it will cost you $35,000 to just attempt the mountain.
Wow. Is that equipment and
training?
Yeah. Wow.
Sandy and Kat, random facts. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. You know, our show has spent a little bit of time talking about scamming.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kat.
Oh, man.
Kat gets scammed all the time because Kat is really a good-natured person. Like, she believes the best in people. And I've just been burned a time or 10 and I'm skeptical of everybody.
Right.
I probably have trust issues. Kat almost got scammed by some blue checkmark bot that thought she thought Keanu Reeves was messaging her.
Yeah, on Instagram. I thought Keanu, well, he had a blue checkmark box. So
you can buy a blue checkmark. Anybody
can
get it.
I realize that. So I know that now. And I know it was not Keanu Reeves that I was messaging yesterday.
Sometimes you have to say it out loud. You did write them back.
I know I did.
Why do you write them back?
Because I don't know. I thought it was the real Keanu Reeves.
Why?
I started getting all kinds of new followers on Instagram. I know.
Come on.
And he slipped into my DMs.
Oh, jeez.
I go.
So. I mean, he doesn't even talk that much when he does talk. You think he's going to type a lot?
Well, I looked him up and I saw that he was in that band. Dog Star.
I tell you that story to really tell you this one. So my wife yesterday, she travels for her job. She sells medical devices. They help people with speech issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can use their eyes to talk. It's really cool. But so she's driving around and she has an appointment around town. And she sees a dog that is lost in the middle of a Boyd Center Road here in Fort Wayne.
Oh.
She's like, I almost watched this little dog get hit by two cars. And I, even though I'm running late, so she sends me this message. We haven't talked because she's traveling. But she sends me this message. So then I stop the car and get out of the car. I call the owner of the tag that's on the car, on the collar.
Mm-hmm.
The dog's name, and it's a little dog, is Scooter. I call the number on Scooter's collar, and the person picks up is 100 years old. No joke, Andy, she writes. Easily in the late 90s, and if they told me that she hit triple digits, I wouldn't be shocked. This is all text. So I said, hey, I have your dog Scooter. Will you tell me where you live, and I will turn your dog to you? But the lady, because she's 100.
Yeah.
Thought she was being scammed by my wife.
Oh, no. She thought Mel was a scammer?
Trying to get her address.
Oh.
And the old lady's like, no, Scooter's right here. And Mel's like, I know for a fact Scooter's not because I'm holding Scooter. And then the woman thought that Mel was holding Scooter as some sort of ransom.
Like a hostage situation.
Like a hostage. Like you,
like,
give me a hundo.
Your address and I'll give you back, like, your little dog.
Eventually, realizing that the stalemate wasn't going to go anywhere, Mel drives to a nearby vet's office, drops the dog off at the vet, and explains the situation.
Uh-huh.
And says, I don't know what to do. I am late to my appointment. I saved this dog, but I did tell the old lady that once she realizes Scooter is in fact missing,
that this is where your dog's going to be.
The dog will be at the vet's place. And so we don't know if the old lady Scooter got reconnected or not.
Oh, no.
But scams are really interesting because even if you think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Like, she didn't believe her.
Yeah.
Give me your address. I'll drop your dog off to you.
Scooter.
Yeah. That is so funny. Names for animals are so funny.
Scooter. I mean, you know that dog's not lethal with Scooter. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But it does tell you, people aren't trusting. I told my wife when we texted back, I was like, you can tell she's probably been burnt by something in the past.
Oh, of course she has.
And
or her kids have, like, warned her.
Like,
don't give your information. Don't give your address.
Yes.
Don't give your date of birth. None of that.
You can tell, like, specifically the kids were like, look, if somebody claims they have Scooter, Mom, they don't. She was trained very specifically on that task. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1. This coming Saturday is the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yes.
I like the Kentucky Derby. I think I like the pageantry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know a lick really about horses and what makes a good one. I really don't know how big a hand is. And I have trouble really distinguishing a gallop from a run. But that being said, here's a little call to post, right? Here we go. Yeah, that's it.
Man, wear comfortable shoes at the Kentucky Derby because you are walking all over the place.
It is one sporting event I want to go to in my life.
Oh, you've never been?
Nope, never been.
Oh.
But I'm kind of I think I want to be snooty about it.
Oh, you want to sit in the stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to sit in the stands? You want to dress up?
Yep.
You want to dress up?
I want to dress up, and I want to kind of make a big weekend of it. And I may not be able to do that till kids are out of the house, sort of thing. But but yeah, there's a couple things in life I wanted to go. I want to go to Wimbledon. They're all snooty things, and I don't know why. The Masters, the Kentucky Derby. Anyway, yeah. I'm brushing up on it because this is so good. The Derby for the actual Derby race is, they say it'll go off at 6:57 p.m.
That seems later this year.
NBC has the coverage. USA has the coverage as well, along with Peacock if you have the streaming service. Mm-hmm. Coverage, though, will start at 2:30.
They start early. I mean, there's other races that take place before the actual Kentucky Derby, so they race all day long.
Okay, so I have, here's what you need to know to sound smart. The only thing people care about are the horse names. Mm-hmm. And then if you bet on something that you think might win. But I will say, you know, horse racing has had some controversy. We had like horse doping that was going on for a while. But they say 20 horses, that's a big field that's going to be competing. It is the largest prize. $3.1 million will go to the winning owner. Mm-hmm. A huge uptick from just a year ago when it was not even $2 million. $1.86 million. So the prize is up considerably. The total purse has increased drastically to $5 million, which was up from $3 million. So the other places, second and third and others, get substantially more earnings than what they've had. The horse that is likely the odds on favorite from a betting standpoint is Fierceness.
Fierceness?
That's right.
Okay.
Fierceness, yeah. Sierra Leone is pretty good.
Yeah.
Catching Freedom. I guess Fierceness is the best horse, but it's moody.
Oh.
Like, once it wins a race, it usually takes the next two races off. And then that's what it says here.
Really?
They said it's a little diva-y because once it wins a race, it doesn't feel like it needs to work hard for a while. It said it's never won two races in a row.
Oh, boy. So when was the last time this
horse? It just won in a previous race. So they're like, I think he's going to take the Derby off. But I don't know any cool, I don't see any funny names.
Oh.
Grand Mo the First, that's no good. No, I want funnier names.
Like Just a Touch.
Just a Touch.
Just a Touch.
That's nice.
It's a good name.
And that's about, what, the fourth or fifth odds on favor? That's 10-1 odds. Yeah. That's decent. We don't care about horses, but I do like getting together, warmer weather, and people wearing crazy outfits. I'm fine with that.
Drinking weird, nasty drinks.
Well, mint
julep. Mint julep is not tasty.
The mint julep is like 90% whiskey.
Yep.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
10% sugar.
A little bit of simple syrup,
which
in
is
there.
Sugar. Yeah. It's just simple syrup is just liquid sugar.
This is true. Yep.
And then you take mint and you smush it and you go, is that enough mint so I don't taste the booze?
The bourbon.
That I can naturally light on fire at this point. And I look like I'd be some cruise ship flaming limbo dancer.
Yeah.
Because that's how much alcohol will be in my mouth.
It's not great. I've tried a mint julep. I tried to like a mint julep, and I do not like them.
Every time I watch the coverage, because they always do the wide crowd shots, I always try to see if they will cut to a woman who is tasting it for the first time, just to see her face as she almost spits it out on her friend. Like, that's the best thing to look for during the Kentucky Derby is they have all the fancy people with their fascinators and hats, and you think mint julep sounds girly, and then you realize that is like pure whiskey in your mouth. Sandy and Kat, we have an update for a teenage texting vernacular guide.
So I really need this.
So Kat has this to share with us in just a second. By the way, I was responding to a number of text messages from listeners. You can always text our show. I don't know if everybody knows that because we kind of got this toy a new week ago or about a week or so ago is what I'm sorry, what I meant to say. And you text us the same way you call us. So 260-467-9500. That's how you call and win and play most of our little radio games. But occasionally, if we say something wrong or you want to correct us or you want to chime in because your life is busy, or you got kids screaming in the back, you can always text us as well. So I'm passing that along. A number of listeners were correcting us on Kentucky Derby facts, but that's good. That's it's just Kat and I
in
here.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Scott.
So feel free to do that. So if you're a parent, now Kat has an older son who just moved here from Southern Indiana. He's in his early 20s, and he's here. And then you still have in your house a soon-to-be high schooler?
Soon-to-be high school. I mean, he's still in 8th grade.
Middle school now, finishing up. Got about another 5-6 weeks of school.
Yep.
And then officially a freshman, I guess you would say. And so you kind of still monitor the phone, as you should. And you've come across some texting vernacular shorthand or guidelines that can either make you sound cool or you can have some self-awareness of. What do you have?
I am always trying to figure out what the kids are saying, and they keep changing the way that they communicate towards one another. For instance, somebody used to use, like in my household, either it was Sam or Nolan, used KK, which means okay. I don't understand why you can't just type okay, but they used to use the word KK, and now they've switched over to bet.
See, I don't like bet.
B-E-T.
Yeah, bet is...
It means the same thing. It's like, you bet.
Like, yeah, you bet or you got it or right on, which is a dated reference, but but that's what bet means. Like, to me, you say bet, we better be at a casino.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Or you want to bet me with something. But
it's,
you know?
It's shorthand.
Like, you bet.
Yeah. I've booked a couple people here on the show, and they're like, I don't know, we pick a time, and they're like, bet. And I'm like...
What does that mean?
I don't understand what that means. I mean, why can't you just type okay? It's less letters.
Apparently, the kids have stopped using ROFL, which we've all learned is rolling on the floor laughing, right? Okay. Well, instead, they're starting to use the skull emoji, which means you're so funny, I just died laughing.
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what that skull emoji is either. No. Like, you're so funny, I just died laughing.
I know. I don't make anybody laugh. maybe myself.
If you're used to using the word great, like G-R-8 is kind of short for great.
Oh.
Now, the new term that kids are using is that slaps.
Like knee slapper?
Yeah, that slaps. That's great.
Man.
Like, that slaps.
I wouldn't know what that means.
If you use the word disrespect, you used to say dis, you know? Like, they would type D-I-S-S. Now, they're saying the term clap back instead. Like,
I did know that.
Clap back.
Yeah, when you sort of defend yourself or you say something snotty in return.
I'm seeing a lot of ick. And that is used in the place of the word gross.
Okay.
Like, kids don't use the word gross. They use the word ick.
Okay.
I-C-K. And then finally, lit. Lit is back in style now. I mean, back in the 80s and 90s, we used to say that's lit. So they're not saying fire anymore or hot. They're using the term lit.
Did you see the one that's on this list regarding crazy? You don't say cray-cray or cray anymore.
What is the term that they're using?
I don't know how to say it. I think it's delu or delulu.
Oh, because you're delusional?
It's short for delusional.
Delusional.
I was like, I don't...
So cray cray is no longer a term?
No, you can't say cray cray.
Don't say cray cray.
That's offensive. You say delu or delulu. I thought delulu might be a streaming service.
Delu? No, that's Hulu.
Did you see what's streaming on delu last night? It was so good. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. As you're waking up, all the phone carriers got fined yesterday, a total of $200 million by the administration, the president, for sharing your personal information with third parties regarding your location. So when you check in at some places or you keep your, I don't know, location on your phone.
Your GPS,
now people know how to target you with ads. And I'm like, isn't that what like geofencing is?
It is. It very much is. So this fine, does that mean like customers get some sort of like little piece of that fine? Or is that just go to...
I don't know yet.
The government.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I'm just assume we're all getting hacked.
I've already been hacked.
I don't know.
If you have an Alexa, if you have a cell phone...
I mean, some of those things, not just because we work in some level of advertising, but some of those things, it's not. I mean, if you're going to have an ad, I'd rather have it
targeted.
I don't always hate it because I'd rather see an ad for something that's applicable to me. Mm-hmm. Like when I watch like Sunday morning news shows, it's all old drugs.
Yeah.
It's
all kinds of side effects.
Yeah, it's all the older heart medications, the Cialis, Ozempics. Like it's all targeted toward older. Now, right now I'm dealing with, I've told you the fact that I can't get the same woman off my social media feed who's trying to sell me a necklace so I can give to my wife with all my kids' names on
it. For Mother's Day, which Mother's Day is coming up.
Gravy.
You've been having that ad appear since like
Christmas.
Well, it was Christmas, then it was Valentine's Day, and now it's Mother's Day. You haven't bought the necklace.
So no.
She is persistent.
I ignore the ad. I even say the ad is annoying. I've said, why do you, is it profane? Or I'm like, it's not profane. It's good. I'm just not interested. Okay?
Get it off my feed.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy your necklace. I mean, jeez. I say this all the time because people are always like, Andy, radio or TV or commercials are annoying. No, they're annoying if you've heard them and you've already moved on.
Right.
They're not annoying if they're teaching you something you don't know. Car ads may not be applicable to you, but if you're in the market for a car,
then yeah, that 0% interest means a lot.
It means the moon and the stars. If I buy the necklace,
do you think she'll go off your feed?
I wish there was some guarantee of that.
if I buy your stupid necklace,
at this point, I will pay some version of the king's ransom. Uh-huh. I got to get a Mother's Day gift anyway.
Right.
I will buy the necklace.
Why not get the kids' names on this necklace? Like, that's pretty popular. Engraving your kids' names on a necklace or a bracelet. That's usually popular for Mother's Day.
My gracious.
Along with gift cards.
Do you get anything that is targeted to you that isn't on brand? Like, isn't in your demo?
That is not in my demo. Gosh, no. Actually, I don't. No, not really.
I get stuff like too much body hair. And I'm like, well, that's not me. That's not me. Like, I can see all these men's soaps.
The Sasquatch soap?
You ever seen those ads? Are funny, too.
Those are hilarious.
The woman is smelling her man's hairy armpit.
Uh-huh.
And is reportedly in the ad turned on.
Mm-mm.
I don't think
there is nothing that turns me on more than
I can't. I've never had a woman go, Andy, go ahead, show me that pit. Ever.